Last week, we studied Shmuel. So this week, I wanted to study Esav. Esav is our problem. So let's see. Let's deal a little bit with the Esav and let's see what's going on.
Esav is a problem or Ishmael is a problem?
Both. We're going to see. You'll see. They're both problems.
Right.
But today we are living in very special times, and I'll show it to you in the parsha, this week's parsha, that it says there's going to be, at the end of days, Yishmael is going to be together with Esav. And that's what we're seeing in front of us today. Mm. Where did they get all their stuff? They didn't produce it.
Ishmael are the Arabs.
Yeah.
Esav is who?
Esav is
else, no?
Wachtvogel was the Mashgiach in Lakewood. And he was an American. He went to Europe and he had learned. And he used to say, don't think that they called them to have the Red Army for nothing. It's called the Red Army. And they put red on there as the major part of their flag. Why? Because what is Edom?
Right.
So that's Esav. That's part of what we're seeing. That's part of Esav today. Right? Basically, if you're dealing with what you see, and I want to show it to you, but let's understand that when we saw in the fight of the four against the five kings, so we thought it was just something interesting, four against the five. Medrash tells us that the four beat the five because the four are the four golus. And the first three golus, everyone dealt in their level, in their place, in their setting. So you had Bavel, it's Bavel. They didn't go anywhere else, they didn't take anything else. You had Yavon, Yavon is there, right? They were coming up to Yavon. So Greece, wherever they were, but they didn't do. And you had Persia. The first time that you have that they were sent from place to place, and that we went into Golus from place to place, is in the Roman exile.
Right.
What was the name of the fourth king? Sidol Melech Goyim. So the Medrash says, why? What kind of name is Melech Goyim? Shishaleach Turunya. He sends his work by all the Goyim, all the nations of the world to do. And that's why we went from place to place and we have to go. I want to get going, but I just want to tell you that Reb Chaim Volozhiner was on his deathbed. And he was crying. And they asked him, why are you crying? He said, because there's one more place that we have to stop before the end of the Golus. But it's going to be very hard. And that place is America. So he said they have to establish Torah in America, and then we can become Bizarcha to the Gula. So that's another one of the stops in Sidol Melech Goyim.
I thought Esav was Amalek.
That's an aspect of it. That's one part of Esav. That's how it goes, yeah? Okay, let's start. First thing we see right away at the beginning, the Pasuk tells us, Pasuk Chav Beis, by Yisro Tzitzu Abonim Bekirba, and the children, let us call it, if you look in the Targum says Dachakin, they pushed Bekirba, by Yisro Tzitzu Abonim Bekirba, by Tomer said, Imkei Lomba Zeh Onochi, by Teilech Lidro Shas Hashem. And she went to ask, by Yomer, and they said, Vayom Hashem lo shnei goyim bevitna, if you have two nations, shnei lumim mimayach yiparedu, ul'om mil'om yehemotz. And l'om mil'om yehemotz, the Rashi says, they're not going to be equal in greatness. And therefore, one will be up and one will be down. Now, the Gemara tells us that if anybody, and we'll see that Gemara yet, but if somebody comes along and tells you Rome and Jerusalem are both built up, you should know that they're not telling you the truth. Al Tamin, don't believe them. If they told you Rome is up and Jerusalem is down, well, they told you Jerusalem's up and Rome's down. Tamen shenema ulom milom yemotz, ulom milom yemotz. So then you can believe them. But it can't be that they're both up. That can't be. That won't happen. Vayimlu yomelio leledes v'inei somim bevitna. And she had twins. Vayetze o'echod admoni kulo kadera seyer vayikru shmo Esav. Now, his name is Esav. Now, if you change the nekudos on the word Esav, it's called osui. It's made. That means he came into the world in a certain state. And that means that he was, so to say, made. Now what that means, we have to define. But that's the definition. Now, we're not used to having a name be defined or definitive. We say a name, we call him Shimon, and he's Yitzchak, and that's where we go. In Torah language, it doesn't work that way at all. Every name defines the person. Yitzchak is a definition on him. In fact, it's why they all ask if he's Midas Hadin, how come his name is described as laughing? If its name is Yitzchak, it's from Tzchok, and he's Midas Hadin. So this we understand. We got to understand it. Yaakov is called Yaakov because he held on to the Akev, right? He held on to it. So every name defines. And by the way, just which one am I going to go into? Because is that. You're old, great people. Chazal tell us that the name you give your child is heaven sent. Heaven sent. When you get up, I'm just going to tell you a very quick story, and I don't want to go on to it. I have a good friend of mine, and he came to the house, we davened together for years and years. Came to the shul, you know, and they give a name, not like by the Sephardim, right? They give a name by the Ashkenazim. Ashkenaz, they have the way to give it. So they come and they give a name. The name is, let's call it Miriam Esther. Okay, we'll call him Miriam Esther. I walked him home, and he had a kiddush in his house. He walked in and he asked his wife, said, "No, so what do you call her?" Miriam Esther. He said, "One second, we made up, they're going to call her Miriam. Where do you get Miriam Esther?" He said, "I don't know, I can't tell you. I got up to the Torah and they asked me what's her name and I said, Miriam Esther." I said, "Don't ask me why." So, okay. Fast forward, 20 years later, they called him up and they said, "We have a shidduch for your daughter. What's your name?" "Miriam." "Forget it, can't go." "Why?" "Because the girl, the boy's mother's name is Esther and they don't want to take one." Same. "Oh, one second, she's got another name. Miriam Esther. Esther." "Oh, she, they have another name." They got married and the husband calls her Esther. Now, what do you say? We can say a lot of things. A lot of things can be said. Good. Let's go. So here it says that he was holding on, that what is Adera Seyar, he was read by Yikr Shmo Esav, and they called him Esav. By Yikr Shmo Esav. Fine. Oops. Are you Krishmaisa? Now let's see the Ramban. The Ramban, if noticed on the second page, he says, "V'tam shnei goyim bevitneich." What's the reason? Hodiya, right? We see? Hodiya lo shelo tefached. Don't be afraid. Ki ba'avur shoyse muberes tu'umim. Since she was pregnant with twins, who are that's why the movement in the stomach is from. So that would she want to know why she had it. Yeah, twins. Ki derech nashim la v'yitochein. Now watch carefully. V'yitochein sheyomer od ki. What does he say? Ki ba'avur. Hey Yosem Shnei Goyim Sonim. They are from the very being in the womb of their mother, they were Sonim, hated one another, Vinilchamim, and they fight Zebuzeh, one with the other. Esav Bitchilas Yitzirasam Meriva Remez Lamashiyah Beneyam Besof. From the very beginning they fought. And that's the sign of what's going to be throughout the history. Now she was calm. Because now that she understood why she had this tremendous movement, she was calm. Whether it's because of the twins, or even deeper said, because of the hatred, but she understood why it is that way. Now, as we said last week, we know that the whole world breaks down, as we saw last week in the name of the Gra, that the whole world breaks down to Yishmael and Esav. And from them, everyone else is secondary. Right? That's what we saw last week. Now look at this medrash. It's a very interesting medrash, a very famous medrash. And we all are aware of it. Medrash Tanchuma. Vayomer Hashem, Vayomer. Hashem Misinai Bo. Melamed Shechzira HaKadosh Baruch Hu Es HaTorah Al Kol HaUmos. He went and he offered it to all the nations. V'lo Kibluha. They wouldn't take it. Till he came to the Jews. Shinema v'zoach miseir lomo, elu b'nei Esav, sheheim seir, they are seir, hofir mehar poron, elu b'nei Yishmael, shinema v'yeshe b'midba poron. And it says, omad v'yimad v'kivon shiroa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shalorotze l'kabel Torah, hitiron v'fitzon l'gehen. So now wait a second. It said that he offered it to Kol Ha'olam. And then the Medrash tells us, who did he offer it to? Esav and Yishmael. What happened to the rest of the world? It doesn't say a word that they offered it to him. Must be, therefore, the rest of the world fall under these two domains.
Right.
Esav and Yishmael. As we saw in the Gra last week. That these are the two, and therefore Esav and Yishmael. And you see that in a number of places. For example, Rashi brings this same idea in another place. Rashi brings it. But let's see, look in Zos HaBracha. And here's what we have to understand. V'aldas on Zos HaBracha, there's a Ramban that's marked. V'aldas v'b'seinu tam v'makosu. He wanted to come from Sinai. Sheniglo lemishon. Vizorach miseir lomo liyisrael. Kiniglo al bnei Esav. He came to talk to bnei Esav. Laseis lema Torah. Vikashe lo rotsu bnei Esav lekabel osa. Heir pinoponov. He showed his face. Hashem liyisrael. V'nitno lahem b'yemino. Uv'zroa v'arponim ki rotzam, because the Bnei Yisrael, the Jews, wanted the Torah. V'ofia, what does that mean? Hero lahem, he showed them again by Har Poron. Kasha lo rotzu Bnei Yisrael b'Torah. They didn't want it. Yizka ki yizchus v'Yisrael gedolo. They didn't want to accept the Torah. Who? Esav and Yishmael. And yet the Ramban says, Shar Humos, all the other nations. So we see very clearly, we could see it over and over and over again, it breaks down into two groups, Esav and Yishmael. Last week we saw Yishmael. We have to understand deeper what is Esav. Now, let's go to Rabbeinu Bechai. Rabbeinu Bechai is in this week's parsha. And when he comes to help us, like he helped us last week, to define. Haliteini no. Right? He said to Yaakov, please give me min ha'odom, ha'odom hazeh. Now notice again, what was it red? Odom. And as we said before, he's called Edom. Edom is from Odom. And that is red. Now let's go down a few more lines. He says there, min ha'odom ha'odom hazeh, ha'yu adoshim adumos. The adoshim, the lentils, were red lentils. Or you merukos, bimerkos, adumos, or they had something in it that made it appear red. Ve'esav lo yodea ezetav shel hoya. He didn't know what it was. Ve'koru ha'odom hazeh. Ve'akein koru ha'kol eshmol edom. And that's why everyone relates to him as Edom. Derek Lag, and a joke. Mipnei mocha b'choro nichbedes. Because he sold that wonderful thing, the b'chor, b'ma'at tav shilzeh, for this little bowl of soup. Good. V'yitochen l'forish. But you have to know. Min odom odom azeh, sheyirmos, the Torah wants us to understand, Inyan hakefel, lama sheyodea b'chochmas hakochovim, shekochov ma'adim, this kochov called ma'adim, kochov al hadam, that's over blood, the ala cherev, sword, the ala mechomas, and war. Gam aperos adumim, And the peiros that grow from that kochov are red. Shemina tzomeach moshchin mikocho, because they pull koach from red. Gam avonim ayikoresh b'minyan adoma adumos. So he brings different things. V'alkein omar, unbelievable. Haliteini no min adom azeh kilomar min atav shel adom azeh. What kind of tafshil? Hamosheich koach min ha'edom, that come from red. Hu kochav ma'adim, sheshmo edom, ashebo nolid, he was born under that kochav. V'hoya kochav shelo mazolo, that's the mazel of Esav. V'al kein hoyo shofeich dam. That's why he's a shofeich dam. His goal and his being is that he's with the sword, he's interested in war, and he's a shofech dam. V'nitnu lo birchas hacherev. Uva medrash. Min adam odom azeh. Reish lokish oma hu edom. Tavshil edom. Artso aduma. Givurov adumim. Levusheyam adumim. That's called Russia, man. Adumim. Porea mimenu Edom, bilavush Edom hu Edom. And that's why it says, Vayetze horishon admoni. So when we speak about red relating to Esav, it's not just that it happens to be he was born that way. He was osui, he was made more complete, with hair covering him. What color was the hair? Red. Why was he born with red hair? Because that defines the being. That's who Esav is. Esav is a person who's a shofeach dam. Cherev is always with him, and he is interested in war. Now, let's go a little further. But there's a relationship. Vayorotz and Parshas Vayishlach. Vayorotz Esav. Likroso, and Yaakov comes, and he's going to meet Esav. Esav runs to greet him. Vayichabkeyu, and he hugged him. Vayipol al tzavorov, and he fell on his neck. Vayishokeyu, and he kissed him. Vayivku, and he cried. Now, we noticed right away that on top of the word Vayishokeyu are nekudos, dots. So right away, Rashi goes, Vayichabkeyu. So he says, Nizgal Gil Rachmav, and he all of a sudden had Rachmanis on his brother. Which touches on, we said last week, right, the difference between Esav and Yishmael, because deep down in Esav, there's still some brotherhood, because he's real brother. Whereas Yishmael is not going to be that way. He's from a Pelegesh, and he has absolute hatred. Vayishakeyu, Nokud Olav. The das, b'yesh cholkim b'dava b'braisa. There's a discussion. Sifri, yesh darshim nekuda zuloma, that these dots are there. Shelo noshku b'cholibo. He didn't kiss him with his full heart. Why? Amar Reb Shimon bar Yochai, halacha hi biyodua she'esav sone liyakov. The key line. It's not a reality that there's going to be a love relationship. There could be moments of brotherhood, but the essence of the relationship is Ya'esav sone liyakov. That's the reality of it. Elishanich murachmav. At that moment, his rachmanis took him over, and therefore he kissed him. But the essence of the being doesn't really kiss. Why? Because halachu b'yadua Esav sone liyakov. Why? We have to understand. But before we get there, let's go to the next page. And this is an unbelievable piece from the Maral in Gur Aryeh. And we have to learn this piece. I remember the first time I saw it, I read it over a few times because I've seen the Rashi many times and I'd never understood it his way. But now when you'll see the Rashi, it's a totally different Rashi. Let's see the Rashi again. Rashi said that what? Rashi says, Mil'om Yemotz. Lo Yeshu. The Rashi is the top line in that Rashi. Lo Yeshu. They're not equal. Bigadula. Kishazekom Zenofil. V'cheinu Omer Amale Achareva. I will fill the destroyed one. Lo Nismalet Sur. Sur, which was of Esav, was only filled. Ella michurbana shel Yerushalayim. So when one is up, the other one's down. Let's go to Os Lamed Gimel in the Gur Aryeh. Right? Ki pirish l'om mil om yemotz ha echod yischazek. One will become strong min ha l'om ha acher. V'zeh kishazeh nofel zeh kom. Let's understand what he says. V'teima, sherashi pirish, kishazeh kom, v'zeh nofel. V'zeh eino kimeshmos ha'kosev. That's not the way the pasuk seems. V'od, now here's the real thing. Look at what did he bring. We said that what? Kishazeh kom, zeh nofel. Mm-hmm. And what did you bring me a proof? Lo nismale tsur, tsur only became filled, ela michurbono sheyushalayim. What were you trying to prove? Kishazeh kom, zeh nofel. And what did you bring me a proof? That tsur only became something from the downfall of Yerushalayim. That's not kishazeh kom, zeh nofel. That's kishazeh nofel, zeh kom. But you were bringing me a proof, kishazeh kom, zeh nofel. Right? That's what he says. But what? Lo nismal etzur, hu leefich. Kishazeh nofel, zeh kom. It's just the opposite of what you said you were going to prove. Benira, very important. The legabe Yisrael. When we're talking about Yisrael, kishazekom, when Klal Yisrael rises automatically, what happens to Esav? Ze nofel. That's going to happen automatic. Sharei HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekim es Yisrael, and automatically, or Edom yipol. That's automatic. Avol gabe Edom. By Edom, there's no promise. Shein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekim, Hashem never promised anything to him. Lo shayich loma, to him you can't say, kishazeh kom zeh nofel. Lefi chachamru, lo nisma leitzur. Tremendous insight in Rashi. So what comes out is the following. When one goes up, the other one goes down, that's only by Klal Yisrael. when Klal Yisrael rises in their relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, automatic, Esav comes down. That's automatic. But Esav can't rise unless we fall. They can only rise from our fall, but they can't rise on their own. So if we are the ones really in control of that situation, when we're down, we're making it that Esav comes up. And when we come up, automatically, Esav comes down. And that's Lo'om Milom Yemuts. So when Jews are in Golus, and Esav is strong, we're giving them the strength. And that's what's giving them. And if we want to end the Golus, it's so to say in our hands. If we would rise to be Yaakov, to be Israel, automatically what's going to happen? They're going to fall. That's automatic. Let's continue. Next. Vayi ben Soa Orom. Vayomer Moshe. Kumo Hashem, get up, v'yofutsu oyevecho, v'yonutsu misanecho. We're back to last week's friends. Excuse my language. But, oyevecho and soynecho. That's last week. Hashem v'mos v'yi ben soya oron, v'yomer Moshe, kumo Hashem, get V'yofutsu oyevecho, our oyevecho will fall apart. V'yonusu, they're going to run away. Rashi. Now watch carefully our Rashi. V'yofutsu oyevecho, hamechunasim, the gathered ones. V'yonusu misanecho, elu arodfim. There are two types of enemies. There are those who stay basically in one place, and there are those that spread, that go, that are going to go after us wherever we are. There are those that stay in their basic area, and there are those that spread. Yishmael doesn't go anywhere. Yishmael stays where they are. Edom goes and goes and goes. Varaya, look at what happened with Hitler Yimach Shemai, where he was trying to go all over. And in fact, he was just miles away from Eretz Yisrael. And all he was doing is to get more and more to spread. And he is, according to most, and we'll see it, I'm going to show it to you clearly, he is Amalek. He, the Germans, are clearly Amalek. And I'm going to show it to you clear. Straight from the girl, you'll see it yourself, you'll throw. He was this idea that there are two types of enemies. Those who stay, and those who are spreading and going. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should save us from all of them. V'yofutsu, v'yonusu. That those who are going one type should run away. And those should be yofutsu. Now look at this Gemara. The Gemara Megillah. Famous Gemara Megillah. The Gemara is a long Megillah, but in the middle he has this famous Gemara, Kishizekom Zeyo Nofel, and therefore he says in the middle, if you look at the, if you will see, he says about 10 lines up from the bottom, he says in Yomar Lecho Odom, it's the end of a line, it's about 8-10 lines from the bottom. You got it? In Yomar Lecho Odom, if a man will tell you, Chorvu Shteyem, they're both destroyed, don't believe him. Yoshvu Shteyem, they're both settled, Altamin. Don't believe him. But Chorva Kesari, Caesarea is destroyed, V'yoshva Yushalayim, or the opposite, Chorva Yushalayim, V'yoshva Kesari, Tamin. Then you should believe. Because Zekom, Zenarf. Now what we need to see is, let's go to the bottom of the page. Omar, Omar Yitzchak Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yitzchak comes to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Four lines from the bottom. Omar Yitzchak HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbeinu Shalom. Yuchan Esav. Yuchan. Look at Rashi. Amar Yitzchak. Yuchav, look at Rashi. Yitzchak, Amar Yitzchak, imkein bal yirageis Hashem. Yuchan Esav, can't you find something good about Esav? Something? Right? Yitzchak is a son, he talks up for him. Amalo Roshahu. Rashi says he's a Roshah. Amalo Balo Matzedek. There's nothing to say for him. Amalo Be'eretz Nechochos Yuah. He's going to come into the land and destroy it. Amalo? So Yitzchak said he's going to be and he's going to affect Eretz Yisrael. Ba'al Yira Geyes Hashem. He's not going to see the greatness. V'amar Rabbi Yitzchak Ma'idichsev Al Titein Me'ove Rosha Zimomo Al Tofek Yerumu Sela. Omar Yaakov, watch the Gemara carefully. Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rabbeinu Shel Olam Al Titein Le'esav Rosha Tavos Libo. Don't give him what he wants. Zimomo Al Tofek. Who is that? Zuz Germamia Shel Edom. And what is Germamia? Germany. Shel Mole Hain. Because if you let them go, Machrivim Kol Olam Kulo. They're going to destroy the whole world. And Yaakov said to Reuben Shalom, don't, please don't let them out. Because once you let them out, they can destroy the whole world. Now, I don't know what they thought about this Gemara a few hundred years ago. But you and I understand this Gemara, Parshat Pshat. Zimomo, that's Edom. And that all comes from that which we said about Edom. He's a Milchama, he's a Cherev, he's a Shefei Agdam. That's this thing. He comes out and he'll destroy the world. And that's the Germany that we see. Now, we have a problem. And we have to understand it deep. And that is, we know that there are four goals. One, as we talked about, Yishmael is not. Now we talked about last week. But we know that there are four goals, and the last goal is Edom. Mm-hmm. And that's the Rome, and that's what we're in. Rome, Edom. Now, there was a prophecy that was seen by Daniel. Daniel was standing by the water, and on one night he saw three animals come out of the water. And they were ugly looking, and they were disgusting, and each one had unique qualities about it, and its disgustingness. And each one represented a type of exile we have to go through. One was intellectual, one was physical, and one was on the emotion. So that means there was a specific attack on the Jew. When he overcame it, the exile is over. Now, the next night, he saw the most ugly of all four. And Daniel didn't know, what's this next one? What's there left to attack? The body, you attack. The mind, the soul, everything was attacked. What is it? So now comes this golus called Edom. Now, Edom's golus is much longer than any other golus. Why is it? Let's see. The Maral comes to define it for us. The old Ro Daniel Chayaravius. He saw, right, on the Tzkuner Mitzvah, bottom on that page, Chof, right? V'hi mishuna mikol chayis, it's different than all the others. B'kvar omat, ki dov zeh neged, masha odom kolul min elu gimel dvarim. Man is made up of four things. Koach gufni, sheyesh bo odom, nafshi, and sichli. Right? These are the three. V'ein elu kochas mechulakim, shimken yel odom gimel nefashis. They're all together. So now watch. Avol yesh po'odom koach mishutof. There's one thing that the human puts them all together. Gimel chalokim biyachad. We don't have to explain it. Kikachem dvorim chokmen. And therefore, what? Go to the next page. Ki adibur min adam, that's called when man speaks, that's altogether. Hu akoach harevi'i, that's the fourth koach. And that koach is kolel ha'odom b'chol sholosh kolchos pshelo. So when you have an attack on the body, that's one type. So we understand Purim. We celebrate by eating and drinking, and it's a joyous thing because the attack was he was going to kill us. And we overcame it, and therefore the body. The mind is another attack. The soul is a different attack. And we overcame it. Now comes along Edom, and Edom is all three together. Now what is so about the three together? When you attack the mind, it's an attack. But once you win, the attack is over. When you attack the body, you win, it's over. Soul, over. But when it's all three together, when you attack the body, and they win, they go to attack the soul. And when you attack the soul, you go and attack the intellect. And when you're finished, you're just feeding one into the other. And that's why this goalless is so long. All the other goalless was very limited. First two together was 70, the next two was 50 something, and here this goalless is are going and going. And that is the fear that everyone has about the goalless of Edom. Because goalless Edom attacks everything. Think about it. What has happened in the last 100 years to the Jewish people? In Germany, the attack was purely the body. They didn't care who you were, they didn't care what you were, they didn't care about anything, they just were going to kill you. Finished. And then we came to America, and now in America, it's a different type of attack. It's a different type of thing. We become part of the society, and the intellect is what's being dealt with. It's a different type of attack. Well, they're not coming to, and there's only a few people sitting here my age, so I could say, but I remember when I was a kid, it was a common thing. It was a very normal thing that I knew every Friday we went to play ball, I knew we were going to be in a fight with the guy. It was part of the deal. And I knew that I played ball with my brother on the street, we had a fight. That was part of it. The guy fought. Today, I don't say it doesn't happen. But you walk in the street, they're not coming to bother you. You can go play in the park, they're not going to bother you. It's a different attack, as Chazal told us all these thousands of years ago. That first it's going to be the attack physically, and then you're going to be there in the nicety. They're going to try and get you, and that's going to be worse than the body. And that's the real nicety is the last minutes before the Geula through Mashiach. And Edom's going to come with all the nicety. You can come and shop with us. You can be shop with us. You can come to us. And you can be with us in our stadiums. When I heard that they're serving kosher in the stadium, I nearly platzed. Because what is it? That's exactly what Chazal say. Come, you'll be with us, we'll make it whole, you'll sit and eat with us, it'll be beautiful. It's like, I couldn't imagine it. And they say in the stadium, I'll show it to you that it says in Chazal, written 1,000 years ago, in the last minutes, they're going to let you sit together in the stadium. So when I heard they're selling kosher, and there's a minyan for mincha at 7-inning stretch, I said, that's what Chazal meant. And the nicety, they're going to get us to be there. Now let's see. Ulefichach, go down a few lines. Ulefichach, it's about 5 lines down. Kashi Hashem Yizbarach Emedalad Malchus Moshe Bolam, when he put up the 4 in the world, Roy Shiyu Kefi Inyan Odom, he first made it according to man. Man should have been in control. And who's man? Yisrael. This is all 3 kochos together. And that's why it's different. That's why it looks more disgusting than the first 3. because it's all together the attack. And therefore he goes and he says that's why he was on a different night, Maral, because it's not like the others that were individual. It's a separate one, all three in one. And that's why Daniel saw it on a separate night. And therefore, the Maral goes through it. If you have a chance, you will go and you will see. Look at on the page, Chav Beis. So he says, V'lo kein malchus ha-gimel ha-rishonos. Ki l'chol echod min dalet malchus ha-miyon midem ha-yuchedes. Each one of the first three had a specific aspect. Had it, and the second one had it, and that's it. But when it was over, it was over. Look at the bottom one, bottom paragraph. What's the fourth one? What's the koach of that animal that he saw? Destruction. That's what it did. Nimshol lebarzel, and that's it said part of the prophecy. It was like steel. Ashehu mechateich, it cuts. Umashchis hakol, it destroys. That's Edom, and that's the outstanding trait of Edom. And he goes through it more in the Maral. Now let's go. We have a very deep inyan that we have to touch on, and let's see it on the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Gemara in Avodah Zarah says, if you see where it's underlined, a number of pale lines down. Oda cheres yesh lahem baromi. In Rome, they have something else. Achas l'shivim shana, once every 70 years, meviim odom sholem, they bring a healthy person, umarkivin oso, and they ride him, al odom chiger, on a person who limps, who malbishim also, and they get this person dressed, big day odom arishon, they get him dressed in the garments of odom arishon, who meinichim lo berosho karfilo, they put on him the skin shel Reb Yishmael v'tolulei b'tzavorei Maskel Reb Zuza de Pizra, umechapim mitzashvokim, they walk through the markets, beinoch, umachrizin lefonov, and they scream in front of him, sach, kire, plaster, achva, demar, nezvifa, dechami, chame, udelo, chami, lo, chame. So let's, and he continues. Let's look at the Rashi. Rashi comes to explain a lot of this. What does he say? Rashi, Sach, see the Rashi, Sach, Cheshbon, Kire, Katzin, ruler. See it? It's right in smack in the middle of the narrow lines. Achva, the Charva, Zaifa. Ach, watch it. Ochiv, Shaladoineinu, Esav. The brother of our master Esav, Zaifonu, his forge, Yaakov's a forge. Sherima le Esav, he tricked Esav. The Choshev litol bracha Leo's gevir lechov, he tricked him, and that's why. Haroa b'simchazu achshav roeyu. If you don't see the joy now, lo yira od, that ayin shona ein onasis. It's not going to happen, this joy, for another 70 years. What's going on? This Gemara. Now, let's turn to the next page. It's a long, long Maral, which really we should go through it. I'm not going to go through the whole thing, but we have to get the main points, very key, and then you're going to understand much of the history of Christianity that came out of Rome. Watch it. V'yesh, bottom right corner, V'yesh l'chol adas. Ki Yaakov nikra Odom. V'tnei sh'oyo lo tselem Elokim. Yaakov is an Odom. Hashehu l'Odom. D'chsiv ki b'tselem Elokim osas Odom. V'dovazeh oye Yaakov. And that's what the Gemara says, Shufra de Yaakov, the beauty of Yaakov, Mayein Shufra de Adam Arishan, is like the beauty of Adam Arishan. V'dovazeh be'arno, I explained it very well. And therefore, V'chein Osu, the Medrash says that the appearance, ponov, classed upon of the appearance of the face, of what? Domel Yaakov, because it says this whole thing. Milan, so what happened? Fine. Go down a few lines. Omnon. Yaakov umizdame lo ka'odom shuhu odom be'emes. Yaakov is really Odom. The Esav who mizdame, he appears to be bilavusho, only in his levush, in his garments, the yeshlo toash odom. He has an appearance of that he's odom. He appears nicely, looks good. He's the strong one. He's wearing odom arishin's garments. Kalavush, that's only the outside of an odom. The eino odom, but that's not really odom. Rakshu toar odom, that's the appearance. And that's what it says, Kol Shivim Shana. Why did they do it every 70 years? Shame you may Adam. That's how long man lives. David HaMelech says, we say it Shabbos morning, Shivim Shana, Megvuras, Shmonim Shana. But 70 years is the average. So 70 years, that's why every 70 years they did this, to establish who is Adam. Who's the real man? Who's the real mankind? Makivin Odom Sholem Al Chiger. Now, why did they put the healthy one on the limping? Kidovazem Itzad Kiyakov, who are Odom Be'emes. The Esav is wearing the Malbush. But we know that Yaakov was a Tzoleya Al Yerecho. He was the limper. And Esav stood strong. So what did they do? They put the strong guy on the back of the limping one and said that the limping one has to carry the strong one. And what was the strong one wearing? The garments of Adam Arishan. And therefore, Esav says, he's really Adam. And he's the real being. And Yaakov is there to carry Esav. And that's why Tzolei Yaakov Morach Hisorim. And if Yaakov would have been Sholem, Lo Yinogebo Malach, then Esav couldn't have had any rulership. And therefore, he goes and he does that. And that's why we say he was a Tzolei Al Yerecho. And why? The question is, who's the Adam? That's very interesting. Is that when he walked in this week's Pasha, Yaakov walked in wearing the garments of Esav. And Yitzchak smells the Reach of Gan Eden. And yet the Pasuk says, Vayorech ez Reach Bigodov. And Chazal tell us, Al tikre bigodov, ela bogdov. What is bogdov? Rebellers. In other words, by Yaakov, if there's someone who rebels, it's like your jacket. You take it off. That's not the odom. That's not it. It's the bogdov or just the outside. What's the essence? The reich of Gan Eden. Esav would like us to believe that the garments are the real thing. And therefore, he's wearing other Mauritians. You're wearing smelly clothing. Who are you? But Yitzchak still smells Reach of Gan Eden there. Why Yitzchak reacts? It's not for now. Therefore, go to the bottom line. Varo, bottom paragraph. Varo, again, if you have time. Secret after secret's being revealed here. V'royel elu bal beis achim shein tumim. They should be brought twins. Sheyishu elu dvarim, because they inherited these two things, and they had to be absolute twins. Yaakov yoresh ma'alas odom ba'atzmo, and Esav yoresh ma'alas ha'begodu. So therefore, Odom had both. Now it broke down into two parts. Yaakov got one part, Esav gets the other. They want us to believe that he's Odom, and therefore he doesn't. Now go to the next page. Why does he wear the skin of Rabbi Yishmael? Ki malchus revius shegozlo es Yisrael. And it took out whatever it could. Rabbi Yishmael was the Jewish beauty. And they ripped it off him. As we know the whole story that we say on Tisha B'Av and also on Yom Kippur. They ripped off the skin. It wasn't just the skin. They ripped off the beauty. That's Edom. And what are they going to do with the beauty? Put it on them. And they say, we now are the beauty. You lost it. You're not the Odom. You're not the beauty. You've lost the whole thing. And therefore, the whole deal is that who's the real people? Look at the bottom paragraph. When you will understand these words in their depth, you'll understand this nation. They look nice, malbush, they dress nicely, tachshit, shelu shloshim, that's what they get. But they want the real thing that they don't have. And therefore, in the Malchus Revius, they come with all of this nice thing. They dress nicely, they look good, they smile at you, and they're going to be your good friend. But they're Edom. They're Esav. They're the Rotschim that they are. And that's this Gemara. It's very, very unctuous Gemara. Now, here we have a piece of Zohar. I know it's late, so I want to move a little bit. But they're very important concepts, especially in relationship to today's news, and we don't know what the next minute brings. Let's look at this. This will go to the bottom like we did last week, into the Zohar at the top and at the bottom, and called the Sulam. He says it over in Hebrew. Zesho Moshimu Dvar Hashem Acharedin El Dvoro Omru Acheichem Sonachem, your brothers that hate you. Eloim shesovlu arbe rose. They heard bad things. They did other things. Who is that? Your test. Next one. Eloim achim b'nei Esav. Surutor me korolomo. She'ein am. She'yavuzu b'nei b'fneiem shel Yisrael. They want to cheapen Erechal Yisrael. V'yaroku b'fneiem. They'll spit in their face, kibnei Edom. The omrim al Yisrael shekulam tameim kanida. They're all tomei, and they're not the real thing. Veimanichim shomrim onu. Watch it, bnei kel chai. What do they claim when they're the real thing? Our religion is the real one. We're the real child of God. Ubno yischabed shemo onu sholtim ala ola, and we'll bring you the proof, because we're called bino hagodol. We're the real godol. Va'omrim go to chaf. Va'omrim li yisrael ava atem kitanim. Yaakov bino akotin. Hayehu elokeichem. Where's your God? Hayehu atoiv. Shekola alma umam, all the nations, yevoshu misimcha shalachem. Kimiyitei venira. Who's going to ever see your joy? There are no joys for you. And therefore they say, you are not it. We are it. And therefore, we're the ones. Now therefore, look at the Medrash on the next page. In the middle of it, right in the middle, just below, where it's marked. Kach umos ha'olam. Halolu omru onu iker. We're the main purpose. Ubishvileinu nivraholam. Va'alolu omrim bishvileinu nivraholam. Omru lem Yisrael. Hamtein wait that shigia yom von yodim bishvilmi nivraholam. We'll wait for that great day. But they're going to claim that the world was made for them. They have it. And that's it. And you don't have the real religion. Now go to the next one. First wide line. Lama nimshalo lechazir. Why is Edom doma to a chazir, to the pig? First wide line, very wide line. Lo maloch ma chazir b'shoa shurovets, when it's laying around and it's rolling, motzi t'lofov, it shows you its claws. V'omeru shani tor, look, I'm tor. Kach malchus Edom mizgoer, they become big. V'chosemes v'gozeles, they steal. V'nirin, they look. Ki ilu matzas bima, as though they're doing great things for the world. But really, they're a chazir. And if you go to the next one, the Medrash says that what? Why is it called a chazir really? Look at the very last one lines in that paragraph. The lama nikra shmo chazir shemavzeres atora labaila. Because in the end, he's going to have to give back the ateres, the crown, to its rightful owner. And therefore, in the end, they're going to have to be moda. In fact, that's, we come back to the famous, the next medrash. Go down four lines in this medrash. Ein Yaakov sholeit ela bekolo. Yaakov's strength is in his kol. Hakol kol Yaakov vayadayim yidei Esav. Ein Esav sholeit ela biyadayim. Esav's strength is in his hands, as we saw, raised the shofar domim, etc. Klal Yisrael's strength is in their voice. When they're learning their Torah and they're davening, that's the strength. Dovrache, Hakol kol Yaakov amar Pinchas kol she Yaakov machnis vayidayeg Esav marmiz levu osi. So kol kol Yaakov is going to get it. And as when the kol gets strong, then Esav gets weak. And that's the, that we spoke about. In fact, the Ramban that says about our specific golus and speaks about it. Now look at four lines, a long Ramban that speaks about being in Golus. But look at the four lines from the bottom, on the right side. V'gam ayom, yesh pa'olam malchus gedolos milvad, Romi v'yishro. There are other great nations besides Rome and Yishmael. Kan shehodu v'kush, and brings the list. And so you think they're all malchus. V'yedu ki Romi Higlusanu. Rome put us into Golus. And we again, where did he get it from, as we saw last week? Because they ripped it off of Klal Yisrael. Yishmael doesn't. Lakach b'chomokim sha'onu, gam b'yishmael, b'golus Romi anachnu. We're all an extension of Rome, as we said, Sidol Melech Goyim. He sends the work to be done by all the nations. And therefore, you will see that it's going to go. Mamish prophecy. Look at what he says. Umi yodeya. Who knows? Ulai tovid old Malchus Yishmael kod Mashiach. Maybe we'll still have to go through like a Malchus in Yishmael. Avlachai Revius. That's what we just said, and that's wrong. And therefore we know, if you go in the last thing toward the end, he says that it was Hashem showed them, all of them, the very famous Medrash. And that's Sulam, and that's upcoming Pasha. Sulam, Mutzah, Arza. Barosho, Magia, Ada Shemayim. And what happened? We know that what happened, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed what? I'll go down, Eroah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Arba Malchis. He showed them the four ruling, mostly involved in. He showed Bavel, it was 70, went up, came down. Hero, he showed the Malchus Modai, went up 52, came down. Hero, Sar Malchus Paras, went up, came down. Hero, Sar Malchus Edom, Ola Ve'eno Yored. He didn't see it come down. And he said, oh my gosh, what's going to be on Amalo Yaakov? Achel Shol Torud, what's going to be on Amalo HaKadosh Baruch Hu? If you raise yourself like an eagle, you will be able to see in the heights that when they rise, there's going to be an end to them. They will have a tremendous downfall. And that's what obviously we wait for on this great day, for that's what we're waiting for. So we see clearly that Esav is the one of killing. Esav is the one that goes all over to kill, as we saw. Esav is the one they claim they're the right one. And that's why they claim that till today. Their religion is the right one. And one of the things that has to happen in Yemos HaMashiach is that we're going to prove to them how wrong they are. And therefore that's all going to fall. And that's what Esav is. And what we're seeing, as I said at the very beginning, is in our days, we see Esav and Yishmael together. At the end of this week's parsha, the last pasuk in this week's parsha says the following. Vayelech Esav el Yishmael. Esav went to Yishmael. Vayikach, and he took es mochlas bat Yishmael ben Avram. So Esav married Yishmael's daughter. So Chazal needs to say this over. But he was right, for example, he said it during the Yom Kippur War. So we were sitting with him in the sukkah. And he said, what you're seeing now is he's seeing Yishmael backed by Esav. Is Yishmael and Esav what Chazal spoke about? That in the end of the days, it's going to be Yishmael and Esav, and they're going to both have a downfall. And that's where it's going to be, the Tkuma of Klal Yisrael. And that's what we see. So when we see Russia supporting Syria, Iran, that's what we're seeing. We're seeing Esav and Yishmael. And we as religious Jews can't get caught up in the politics, that it's this, it's that. We have to see the much bigger picture. We're seeing Esav and Yishmael, we're seeing them work growing separately, working together. Ein Lanu, we have nobody left. Who's there? America? They're the ones who got us into this trouble of today, because they got us to give away Gush Katif, so these people are sitting mamish next door. And where are they today? Ain't Lanu, because that's Esav, that's Edom. Edom's not going to come and save us in the end of days, and neither is Yishmael. And when we realize it and we come to that point, then we rise. And when the rise, we're going to have the Kol Yaakov, then it's all over. And that's the day we wait for, Bez Hashem, Bukharov.
Man, you score. Beautiful. Last week, though, we said that Esau had a little racha.